Well, there was a fellow who took a brand new job as a taxi cab driver in New York City. And on the first day of the job, he was driving someone down the street, and the passenger in the back was trying to get the driver's attention, but he couldn't hear him. So the passenger reached through and touched the driver on the shoulder, and immediately the driver screamed, went off the road, and crashed his car into the side of the road. But when the police officers came, they said, you know, what happened? You know, you're the driver of the vehicle. Can you explain why you crashed? And the driver said, well, it's not the fellow's fault in the back seat. Let me explain to you. He said, for the last 20 years, I've been driving a hearse. And when the fella reached through and touched my shoulder, I thought someone had risen from the dead. Well, that's what we have here today, a great story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus was one of the Lord's closest friends. He, along with his two sisters, Martha and Mary, the Lord would often stay with them. They prepared meals for the Lord. The Lord always stayed at the home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha whenever he was in Jerusalem. See, in order to stay overnight in the city of Jerusalem, he had to be a resident of Jerusalem. So anybody like the Lord that was from Nazareth had to leave the city every night. And so the Lord would travel 2 miles and stay in Bethany, which was just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. So the Lord countless times stayed with his dear friends, the two sisters, Martha and Mary, and Lazarus. Well, on this occasion, the Lord is sent a message. Martha wrote Jesus a note or sent a messenger and said, the one that you love is ill. Please come and heal him. But notice what the Lord does. The Lord does not go immediately. In fact, he waits 2 days. And he waits until Lazarus has already died before he goes to visit them. And this is an interesting situation, because why doesn't God answer our prayers right away? Have you ever had that question from God? Oh God, you're praying for something and you just don't seem to get an answer. And maybe the answer that you get is not really what you wanted, but ultimately it is best. And as we say, the Father knows best. The Heavenly Father knows best. And so Jesus does not answer the request. He stays where he is. He does not go immediately to visit Lazarus while he is sick. He allows Lazarus to die. He even says, Lazarus has fallen asleep. Well, the apostles interpret it to thinking, oh, if he's sleeping, he must be okay. Then Jesus explains, no, Lazarus is dead. So the Lord allowed this to happen to bring about a greater good. Again, every time we talk about suffering, we see, why does God allow suffering in our life? It's to bring about a greater good. Why did God allow his son to be crucified? To bring about a greater good, our redemption, our salvation. So God allowed Lazarus to die so that the Lord could work a great miracle by raising him from the dead. Well, then they finally get there to the tomb, and Martha runs out and said, you know, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Still, whatever you ask of the Heavenly Father, I know he will give you. And Jesus says to her the great and comforting words that we read at almost every funeral, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. So Jesus reminds us that only the body dies. The soul is immortal. The soul lives forever. So we should never say that the person died. We should say, yes, the body died, but the person lives forever and goes on to be with the Lord. And so notice how Jesus gave this passage, this response to Martha and Mary. I am the resurrection and the life. Just as he had told the woman at the well who was thirsty for water, he says, I will give you living water, the Holy Spirit. And with the blind man, the man born blind, after Jesus cured him, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And now with Lazarus having died, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. So in the three Gospels of the last 3 weeks, the Lord uses an event to give a teaching that he will give us living water, that he is the light of the world, and now he is the resurrection and the life. And these are very comforting words to those who have lost a loved one. Maybe you've lost a parent, maybe you've lost a spouse, or even a child, or a member of the family, or a relative. Death is always difficult. To lose someone that you love is always, it brings sadness and heartache. And yet as Christians, we grieve with faith and we grieve with hope because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And that's why St. Augustine says that Christian grief is different than all other kinds of grief. Christian grief is filled with hope in the resurrection. And because Jesus rose from the dead, we too look forward to sharing in the resurrection of Jesus. But still there is sadness in death. That's why when the Lord comes to the tomb, he says, show me where you have laid him. And they took Jesus to the tomb, and the Bible says, Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the entire Bible. Two words, Jesus wept. And then he says, roll away the stone. And Martha says, Lord, it's been 4 days. And as the old Douay Rheims version says, by now he stinketh, O Lord, is what the old Douay Rheims version says. And he's been dead for 4 days, Martha says. And Jesus goes into the tomb and he calls out Lazarus. And Lazarus comes back from the dead and he walks out, but he's still all tied up like a mummy, wrapped up like a mummy. So they said, untie him and set him free and let him go. And so we have today one of the most beautiful passages in all of Scripture. So I think in this passage you see the humanity of Christ and the divinity of Christ. The humanity of Christ because Jesus weeps and he cries for the loss of his dear friend Lazarus. But then you see the divinity of Christ because he raises him from the dead, the power of God. Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, just speaks, and Lazarus comes back from the dead at the words of Jesus. Lazarus comes back from the dead. And I think lastly, what we should do is apply this every time we go to confession, because when a person goes to the confession, they may be dead in mortal sin, because mortal sin kills the life of grace within the soul. But then when we go to confession and humble ourselves, we confess our sins, and then Jesus says to us, through the voice of the priest, I absolve you from your sins. And then those shackles are removed, the weight of our sins are forgiven, and then we come back to life. And that's what happens every time a person goes to confession. They walk in, perhaps, with mortal sin on their soul. The life of grace within their soul is dead. But at the words of Jesus, spoken through the priest, the person comes back to life and comes out alive again, spiritually, in the state of grace, in the state of friendship with Almighty God. So if we haven't had a chance yet to go to confession during this holy season of Lent, take advantage of the many opportunities over the next 2 weeks as we prepare for Easter. So if we have any awareness of any serious sin in our life, let's repent, go to confession, and come back alive like Lazarus rising from the dead.